Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Every week, we provide you with interviews with top experts in their field to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation, and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the lifestyle brand Saluna, New York Times best-selling author and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hi, beautiful one. Welcome back to our solo cast edition today of our podcast. I am so excited to talk about our topic today, which is life beyond caffeine. Unlock your inner powerhouse. And as we'll delve into in just a bit, we all enjoy some caffeine from time to time. I know that I love green tea and I certainly eat my share of chocolate, but we don't want to get over addicted, over reliant on outside sources of energy. We do want to figure out how to really get more energy, more vitality from within ourselves, from the way that we eat, our lifestyle. So today we're going to cover some specific nutrients, some specific foods and practices that is going to help you really, really feel your fullest energy, your fullest vitality, which is how we were designed to be. I truly believe we were meant to have all this amazing energy from within ourselves. And again, not having to just rely on caffeine and outside sources. So we're going to get into all that today. Super exciting. But before we dive in, I just want to give a quick shout out to our fan of the week. And this is Kimber O. Lee 81. And she writes, I've been hooked on Kimberly since the summer of 2011. From the wellness advice from her very first book, The Beauty Detox Solution. She has such an authenticity and open-mindedness about her. You'll never hear judgment in her voice. Simply her community mantra, progress, not perfection. So Kimber O. 81 Lee, thank you so much for being our fan of the week. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being in our community, sending you so much love. And again, thank you for leaving us a review. And for you listening to this today, my dear one, if you have not yet left us a review, please just take 30 to 60 seconds out of your day. It could just be one sentence. You can go over to iTunes and leave us a review. And I thank you so much in advance. It's a really wonderful way to help support the podcast and to spread the message and the love and everything that we're trying to do here to help as many people as possible really feel into their own strength and power and to help them reach their fullest vitality and health. So thank you again. You could also take a screenshot of the podcast now on your smartphone or your iPhone or your Android, wherever you're listening to it. And then it's easy for people to find it. You could text a picture of it to your friend in need, perhaps, of this information, or a family member or coworker, or post it on your Instagram story or your Facebook or Snapchat, wherever you hang out. And that's another amazing way to spread the love as well. All right. So let's dive into our topic today, which is living beyond caffeine. And I want to preface this by talking about, you know, here at Saluna, which is our brand name. Saluna means the sun and the moon. It's all about the different cycles and the rhythms. And I've been studying more and more about rhythms through my Ayurvedic training. And now I'm also very interested in shamanism. And there is this rhythm that we see, a time and a place for everything in nature. There's rest, there's rejuvenation, and then there's the yang cycle, the solar, the being active. And what's really crazy about our modern world, as you know well, is that we don't have these sacred cycles that are respected anymore. So we have this energy deficit where we see so many people jacked up on caffeine. In fact, according to recent estimates, Americans consume 400 million cups of coffee per day, which is about 3 cups on average. And Americans have a growing habit of energy drinks. So you see people with all their different drinks that they're consuming out of cans, out of little shot bottles. And these can actually have the caffeine equivalent of several cups of coffee, about 500 milligrams, in one little can or one little shot. So we're seeing this floundering around, if you will, this grasping for energy. And then on the other hand, we're seeing a major issue with sleep. We're seeing insomnia and the just proliferation of prescription drugs from Ativan, Lexapro, all different sorts of relaxation, sleep medications, anti-anxiety medications. And so obviously our cycles are off. When we are truly balanced, which we can all work towards, and that's what we're going to talk about today, we are like the sun and the moon. We go back to the sacred cycles of nature where we get up closer to the time where the sun is rising and we can feel into our energy, and we may have a little bit of caffeine, but we also have so much natural energy that we are able to communicate clearly and focus and get through our day and feel great. And at the end of the day, start winding down towards sacred rejuvenation time and sleep and rest and fall asleep ideally within about 15 minutes of our heads hitting the pillow and sleeping through the night, barring, getting up to pee, which I do a couple times a night, once or twice, usually. So that's where we want to go. And we know that, but sometimes it's hard to know how to break the cycle, especially if we feel really entrenched and we feel so dependent on our caffeine that we don't know another way, or we just feel like we're really in it. So leading off, I just want to give a couple of reasons why it's important to think about scaling back on your caffeine. It very much does have a profound effect on your body. I say this because we live in a society, for many of us, where there are coffee shops everywhere, and coffee has become such an accepted part of our culture that it's not looked upon as a big deal to have another cup. You know, I go to meetings all the time. I meet up at coffee shops all the time. But just remember, there are so many other options. There's tea, there's herbal tea, there's all these other hot beverages. It doesn't always have to be coffee. One of the biggest reasons that we want to scale back is that abusing and over-consuming caffeine can really lead to a disruption of our hormones. So hormones are these amazing signalers, if you will, in our body that help to keep all our rhythms, from our menstrual cycle to our cycles of eating and being hungry and all kinds of different functions. They keep everything in check. So when we are having caffeine, we are revving up our system so much that we can actually throw these signalers off. So just think about that. It's something outside of ourselves, something that's coming in and really overcharging our nervous system. And our hormones, again, are linked to these sacred cycles, like the lunar, the moon cycle for women, where we get our periods every month, and also hormones that very much affect our weight, like ghrelin and leptin. And having too much caffeine will throw off our sleep. It will throw off these natural rhythms. And ghrelin and leptin control our appetite and our ability to feel really satisfied. So when we have too much caffeine, what happens is our relationship with food starts to become warped. And then we can start to gain weight or feel less connected to our bodies, which is the case in over-consuming caffeine as well, because it means that we're not resting enough or we're not eating the right foods, or for whatever reason, we're not getting that natural vitality. And as a result, it's like this cycle that goes round and around, and we can become even more disconnected from our bodies. Also, excess caffeine can contribute to adrenal exhaustion. And adrenals are a very, very important part of our vitality. They are part of protecting our nervous system. Our adrenals are linked to our immune system and our endocrine system and our overall functioning. And when we overtax our adrenals, I do believe there is a great aging effect. We are lowering our life force. We are lowering our natural vitality because it's just like shocking our system over and over again and contributing to, we're really stressing our system. So again, I don't say this to be doom and gloom, like we can never have coffee, you can never have caffeine. That's not true. You can have some, But again, I just urge you not to treat it lightly, not to have it casually, to really enjoy the caffeine when you have it, and just to be very cognizant when you are ingesting it. As pregnant mamas out there, there is research showing that higher caffeine intake can actually contribute to some risks with your developing fetus, including giving birth to a low weight baby, and also a higher risk of just more different sorts of complications. So it's something to be wary of, especially if you're pregnant or you're thinking about conceiving or in the process. Just to start thinking about scaling back now is only going to serve you and your family. And then from a physical standpoint, coffee and caffeine can cause vasoconstriction. It can increase blood pressure. It can create issues for asthmatics. And here's a really interesting one as well. In postmenopausal women, high caffeine consumption can actually accelerate bone loss. So this is really interesting to me because it harkens to the weakening effects of caffeine. It is sort of chipping away. It has regressive qualities. It's not rejuvenative. It's not adding. It's just something that we're so used to giving us a charge. And again, I speak of all these potential detrimental effects because I just want you to be aware and conscious. It's just a little reminder that caffeine is not in alignment with our natural biology. It's just not really great to have in large doses. But the great news is we can work on really fostering our energy from within. There's this lost art of relying on our own energy. And this comes very much from, first of all, paying attention to how you're eating, how you're starting your day. These are practices that we talk about in our community time and time again because they are essential. And these practices can be the key to unlocking more of your own energy and your vitality, which is so powerful, so much more than having, you know, multiple cups of coffee. When you're getting energized from the inside, it's sustained. It feels balanced. It doesn't feel anxiety, you know, anxious, driven, or on the edge. You really have a greater capacity to tap into your creativity. This is something I've experienced myself. Things flow. You don't feel over nervous. You're not as jittery. You're not as short tempered. So it's really important that we start with our glowing green smoothie, hot water with lemon. Another important practice that I want to bring up right away is that digestive enzymes are really, really key to really tapping into your inner powerhouse. The reason is we are not what we eat. We are what we eat and digest. And so by taking digestive enzymes directly before your meals, you will break down the foods more efficiently. You will get more nutrition from the foods. Your body will not have to use up more of its own enzymes, which can be a source of aging and loss of vitality, loss of life force. And anything we can do to free up energy from digestion, which is something that I have written about in the Beauty Detox Solution, it means that we can very consciously redirect that energy back into thinking, running after your kid, performing at work, all of these millions of things we have to do every day. It's taken out of our belly and our GI tract and it gets redirected. So check out the digestive enzymes. If you have not yet already, I have a very powerful formula that I love to share. They're ones I take literally every single day. And you can check them out on mysaluna.com. They have 2 to 3 times more lipase, more fat-burning enzymes than other leading brands. They have specific enzymes to break down fiber and candida to keep bloating at bay. And again, just getting more from your carefully crafted organic food, the food you're putting in your body, you want to get the most, and that will help contribute to your energy. So leafy greens, we talked about the GGS a little bit. I want to talk about incorporating them from a winter standpoint now, just because iron deficiency is something that can actually contribute to fatigue and the overconsumption of coffee and caffeine. Even if there's nothing really going on in your schedule per se, leafy greens are a fantastic source of iron and the vitamin C, which your body needs to utilize non-heme iron or plant-based iron. So what I've been doing a lot lately is I've been cooking soups and stews, which really is a practice for me year round. It's not just something that I do in the colder months. I love to eat soup all year round. I just feel very comforted by it. It's also really easy because I throw everything in the pot and sort of go do other things. But what I do is I take a big, huge handful of arugula or spinach or a combination like I did today, and I put it in a bowl and then I pour the soup on top. So I'm not overcooking the greens, which you could also add greens to your soup, but in this case, you'll preserve more of the vitamin C. If you just let them wilt a little bit, they don't have to cook in the pot with everything else. You can just pour the soup on top in your bowl and it will sort of soften them down and it's really delicious and you can eat it with the rest of your soup. And that's something I recommend very much. And that's something that I do myself to get an extra boost of leafy greens in the evening, in the afternoon, especially if you're feeling like eating a lot of salad right now, like maybe a little bit, but maybe you don't want all that cold food. This is something you can do as well. And bananas are another amazing food for getting away from caffeine and coffee because they have these fantastic energy-inducing B vitamins, including vitamin B6, which helps your body produce more energy more quickly. Bananas are also really great at soothing anxiety. They help keep you balanced. And the more drama we get involved in, the more our energy goes up and down, the more we tend to feel tired and exhausted because all that mental, those roller coasters actually do drain our energy very much. So bananas are a great chill food. Almonds are a great food as well because they contain lots of vitamin E and B vitamins, magnesium and iron, which all helps to boost your energy. So I'm a big fan of sprouted almonds. You can buy them sprouted or you can just throw them in a bowl in the evening and rinse them overnight. And you can have almond butter or almond milk. I make almond milk is often the base for my power protein smoothies. I've been getting back into the habit now that it's colder of having a handful of nuts. I don't do that too much in the summer just because I feel like it's a bit heavy. But right now I'm eating nuts again and I soak them. Sometimes I forget, to be honest, and I eat them plain. We all do that, which is okay too. But in an ideal world, you would soak them and sprout them and rinse them, and that makes them also easier to digest. I've been a nutritionist now for over a decade. And what I found after encountering thousands of people that eat well and are the so-called, quote, ideal weight, is that that alone does not make us necessarily happy. And to me, that is not living in our fullest potential of beauty. Wellness and beauty is truly about embracing our unique wholeness and accepting ourselves as we are. When we come from this perspective, we realize there is no need to compare and feel competitive because no one can be us and we can't be anyone else. It's not just about eating healthy. It's finding a level of peace in our messy, perfectly imperfect lives. Along this synergistic line, Ulta Beauty is America's largest beauty retailer with offerings all things beauty all in one place. What I love about Ulta Beauty is that they have a philosophy around this idea that the possibilities are beautiful. They have this huge, broad selection of products and services to help you have fun and to feel confident and to choose your own pathway of expression. Because that's what beauty products are. It's just a way to also express our uniqueness. Ulta Beauty knows you're not here to get beautiful. You're here because you already are. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Looking for ways to de-stress during the holidays? Listen to an audiobook. Penguin Random House Audio produces audiobooks that range from self-help and inspiring listens to classic novels to the latest bestsellers. Listen to Brené Brown's newest book, Dare to Lead, and learn how to put your ideas into practice so you can step up and lead. Or Michael Pollan's How to Change Your Mind, a brilliant and brave investigation into the medical and scientific revolution taking place around psychedelic drugs and the spellbinding story of Michael Pollan's own life-changing psychedelic experiences. Or give Jin Sincero's new book, You Are a Badass Every Day, and learn how to keep your motivation strong and your vibe high. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/self-care for more listening suggestions and to keep your sanity during the holiday season. That's penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/self-care. Bee pollen is a fantastic food, speaking of energizing nutrients, B vitamins. The Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine practitioners have been recommending bee pollen for centuries. It helps with lift depression and low sex drive, if anyone you know has that issue. So it's just a wonderful, naturally energizing food. These days, I keep it right in the side of my fridge, in the door, and I actually take a little spoon of it sometimes. That's pretty much the most common way that I tend to consume it these days. I just take a little bit and I chew it, and it feels really great to me. Now, quinoa or millet, these gluten-free grains, which are really seeds, but we treat them as grains, we cook them in water. They're really great because they're so mineral-rich, including with iron, they're filling. They just have very energizing qualities. And what I like to do is I just toss some quinoa in with whatever green salad I'm eating. And I will do that when it's warm. So sometimes it wilts the salad, it becomes more like a warm salad. And then I toss in a simple dressing, which I've been doing lately, is liquid Bragg's, which is basically gluten-free soy sauce and lemon juice and a little bit of olive oil or Udo's omega-3 oil. So it's a really, really simple dressing. It's really delicious. I toss it all together. It's a meal that I make in under, you know, however long it takes the quinoa to cook, and then you toss it. So definitely around 15 minutes or so to make. Another great nutrient or food group are the raw veggies, which is great for adding enzymes. If you're cooking dinner and you're starving and you don't want to eat a whole big salad, you could always just chew on celery sticks and carrot sticks just to get those energizing enzymes in. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a big, 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 big proponent of digestive enzymes, which I take daily. I take them before lunch, and I also take them before dinner. And to me, this is part of my lifelong practice of preserving my body, preserving my organs, preserving my energy, which contributes to better, more youthful looking skin, hair, nails, eyes. Just the way that we carry ourselves in the world is very contingent on our energy. And so having lots of raw, beautiful, colorful veggies around is such a beautiful practice to support that, tried and true, long-term, just part of your program. Chew on veggies when you get home from work and you're starving before you dive into something much heavier and you skip over the veggies. Just remember, if we want to preserve our beauty, we definitely want to have beautiful foods. And finally, ginger and even spicy foods like hot peppers, depending, of course, on your tummy and how well your tolerance is for spicy foods. But these are wonderful for helping to rev up your circulation. This is something we talk about in Radical Beauty. It's just really wonderful when you have more circulation. It means a better, a more efficient distribution of nutrients and oxygen all around your system. So you're able to really feel the full power of your foods circulating around your body and nourishing you. Now, besides these specific foods and nutrients, we want to make sure that we are keeping our gut in check. Our microbiome is in constant flux. There's the natural balance, the natural restoration of microflora, which is what it was intended to be there. But again, unfortunately, we live in a world with a lot of stress and chemicals and pollution and unhealthy foods and sugars and additives in our water supply. So every day, it's also necessary to take second supplement we'll talk about today, which is the SBO probiotics, which I take every day without fail. If there's one thing I say to take every day that's a fundamental practice for health and beauty, it is these SBO probiotics. They survive stomach acid. They actually re-nourish, rebalance, reset your entire body, your brain, your skin. It's all part of a healthy gut. And you can also check those out on my website. Our special 2.0 formula has recently been released. So you can go to mysoluna.com and you can check out the probiotics that I have designed for you. They are amazing. When our gut is not in check, it is almost impossible to feel energized because you're constantly leaking energy. You're leaking energy by being bloated, having IBS, having inefficient bowel movements, too many bowel movements, too loose, not frequently. Just there's so much energy leaks that can happen around poor gut health. And then you find yourself over-relying on that coffee or scrambling around trying to find more caffeine because you're not getting the full balance from your own body. Remember, your body is such an amazing, intelligent machine. We're putting that amazing food in, but your body still has to break it down and absorb it. And all these delicate processes, you know, which are supported by digestive enzymes and also supported by taking probiotics, just really maximize your own vitality, which is so, so key when we're talking about reducing caffeine consumption. So my next point here is not food related at all, but when we're trying to reduce coffee, we need to control our stress. We need to do something about all the stress that is around us and impacting us all the days, every day, all around, because it's our reaction to stress. It's not the events themselves that are really going to impact us. We all have up and down, you know, days that are up and days that are down. We all have things that come at us out of nowhere. But having grounding practices that will help us neutralize stress or help us perceive things in a more positive way versus being very, very quick to react, which is something that I've been through myself, of course. I used to be a lot more jittery. I used to get upset a lot more easily. So introspection, journaling really helps. It just helps to slow things down and to take a peek and to take a look around. So if you haven't yet checked out my Feel Good Circle, it's really, really wonderful. We sit together in a virtual online circle as a community. We witness each other. We support each other. There's a private Facebook group. There are journal prompts, audio materials, videos every month where we dive deeply into a specific topic. So now the topic in November is living courageously, how we can really show up in our authentic, raw, real power. And December, which is perfect for this topic, is about finding and tapping into inner peace. So if you're interested, you can also check that on the website. It's only, you know, $5.55 a month to join. And you can check that out over at mysoluna.com. Next thing is overworking is a huge thing that we all... And we live in this society where we can often be made to feel that more is more, and we try to cram in more each day. And when we overwork, when we overexert ourselves, we start to break down our bodies and we start to reach for those outside sources. So sometimes it really is hard to let go or to reschedule or to push something to the next day or the next week or the next month. But I find if I don't tax myself and I stay really focused on what I want to accomplish and create, and I slow down and I do less, I do those things really, really well, and more ends up getting done more efficiently and better. So I encourage you to just take a breath and think about how you can schedule a little bit less or carpool more with other moms or whatever it is in your life that you're feeling overworked by, and just try to find some other alternatives. And that can be very, very powerful. You know, we can try to jam ourselves up with coffee and caffeine because we're so exhausted and we're still trying to go, go, go. But that's not always, you know, the answer. That's a answer. But maybe the answer is actually to go back and to rework things and to let things go or reschedule certain things. Finally, exercise. Movement is a really important part of staying healthy, of course, and staying in our full vitality and our power. We are dynamic beings. We are meant to be in dynamic flow. Our cells are constantly just in movement with our electrons spinning and our blood flowing and the healthy overturn. So exercise is really going to help actually give you energy. It helps to circulate oxygen. It helps your body to release epinephrine and norepinephrine, which are stress hormones that in small amounts can help give you energy. Now, the problem with exercise is, number one, if you don't exercise at all, I definitely recommend trying to find a way to work it more into your schedule, even if it's walking, which right now is my primary form of exercise, being outside, taking mini walks, going up the stairs, whatever feels good to you. And secondly, exercising too late in the evening. Because now we start to get into the cycle where how we are in the evening and how we sleep is, of course, going to very much cycle into the next day and affect our energy and affect if we're reaching for, you know, 3, 4, 5 cups of coffee a night. So I'm a big proponent of exercising more in alignment with the natural solar cycle. So in the daytime, at lunch, in the afternoon, or in the morning. Exercising at night now, especially when it's so dark and it's so cold. I know it may feel practical, and I used to feel this way myself when I lived in New York City. But by the time I had left, I had reworked some of my schedule where I was able to go to bed earlier, and I was able to actually work out more in the morning, do a morning yoga class instead of an evening yoga class, so on and so forth. And so it's possible for me, who had been such a New Yorker in my mindset and so into late nights and dinners and all these things. I know it's possible for you as well. We just have to put a little bit of focus, a little bit of love and energy into it. And just to remember that overall, you're going to feel so much stronger and more powerful in your body if you work out in the morning or during the day and not at night. Next, sleep, which we talked about, is just so important for brain function. There's countless studies now linking poor sleep to reduced memory, reduced focus. And then we start to feel like we need that coffee to get it through the morning or to finish a work project. Now listen, sometimes we definitely need the caffeine. I definitely had more green tea than usual when I was editing this next book. And sometimes, you know, Bubby would go down for his nap and I would just sit there and I knew I had to crank for 3 hours without stop. And so, again, this is not all or nothing. I get it. Sometimes if you're doing something super intense, I do like to have a cup of green tea. But again, what we're talking about here is more to our day-to-day, how we live, how we are conducting ourselves through our natural cycles every day, day in and day out, our natural rhythms. And so it's great if we can get into a rhythm of, you know, really honoring our sleep schedule, trying to get to bed a little bit earlier, having that wind down period of reading a hard copy book, having a sleep elixir, listening to relaxing music, meditating, not going straight from TV to bed, which can be very overstimulating. And then alcohol is a really big one. You may feel that alcohol makes you sleepy, but actually when we drink alcohol, it has this whole cycle in and of itself. And it prevents us from getting deep down into that very rejuvenative stage 4 sleep that we all need to really feel our best. Alcohol over-raises epinephrine. So we were talking about epinephrine in the right amounts to feel energized. But what happens with alcohol is it increases it to the point where it increases our heart rate and stimulates the body, and it can result in nighttime awakenings. It's a very disruptive compound. And I know this is going to sound like such a huge bummer to a lot of you who enjoy drinks from time to time. And I definitely enjoy drinking wine sometimes with friends and loved ones and to celebrate and for birthdays and all kinds of, you know, events. Sometimes you want to go out. I get it. I'm with you. But again, it's all about conscious choice. And perhaps not if your alcohol habit is seeping into 3, 4, 5 nights a week, thinking about scaling it back and doing other things, other activities with your friends, hiking, walking, tea, cooking together, whatever, things that don't involve alcohol, because alcohol is going to, through the cycle, the next day contribute to wanting more coffee because you're not getting that rejuvenation. And finally, I'll leave with hydration, which is important. Our bodies, speaking about the sun and the moon, we know our bodies are affected by the tidal pull and the lunar cycles and the moon. We're meant to have a, you know, 70-72% percentage of water in our bodies. And if we don't have proper hydration, our cells don't function as well. Our organs don't perform at their peak level. We may start to feel lower and lower in energy and increasingly want more and more of that outside caffeine and coffee. So something to think about, just make sure that you are starting the day hydrated with a nice tall glass of room temperature water, having hydrating veggies like cucumber and pineapple in your GGS. These are all really great foods that are wonderful. They also have lots of micronutrients in them, lots of vitamins, just really, really nourishing yourself with juicy vegetables and fruit all year round is an important practice, besides, of course, room temperature water. So, we talked about a lot of different things today. We'll have different links in the show notes to some relevant topics and ideas that we that I covered today that you can go a little bit more in depth on. But I do just, I want the best for you. I want you to just really go through life feeling your best, feeling in tune with your true power, and just remembering that things like caffeine and alcohol should very much be respected as something that alters the natural rhythm of our body. So when we do have it, we respect it and we have it consciously and we enjoy it and we don't do it casually. And more we ingest all the different nutrients and whole foods that we talked about, the practices like journaling, checking out the feel-good circle, taking digestive enzymes, hydrating, sleeping well, putting more attention in your evening routine, all of these things is going to help you really tap into your inner powerhouse, the source of your power and your energy that is within you. You do not need to feel like you are a slave to caffeine or coffee. I definitely was myself for quite a long period, especially after college when I was working my first job and saving up for my around the world trip. I used to have so much diet soda, and I also, this was a period where I was drinking caffeine and coffee myself. And now I just, again, I enjoy some green tea. I definitely enjoy chocolate. But other than that, I don't drink coffee myself. I just feel, for the most part, that I have a lot of energy from my lifestyle. And I know that it's possible for you as well. So I am here to support you. If you have more questions or you want to go deeper into this, you can leave them in the comments. You can come and ask another question for us here at the Feel Good Podcast. You can come on one of my Facebook Lives or my Instagram Lives. I'm always on there communicating with you guys, making myself accessible because I care so very much. So I will see you back here soon. Thank you so much for tuning in, sending you all the love. Take great care. I hope you incorporate some of these tips. And remember, if you haven't yet left us a review on iTunes, please just pop over there and take a little bit of time to do so. I thank you so much in advance. Sending you lots of love and see you back here soon, beauty. Take care.